Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I love that song.
Me
those
too.
Those guys rule.
It's a good one.
It's Portugal the Man, everyone.
And that song is on like all the stations.
Good. I'm glad to see them get success. They've got, I don't know, I have at least three of their albums. Mm. And they don't always sing that high voice either, which is neat when you see, when you hear someone who can do that and
get
then do other.
Both, right. I totally want to try and sing it, but I'm afraid that my voice will cry.
Oh, let's hear that. You're not singing. That's not singing. What is that?
That's her la la.
It's me squeaking. I'm just... Hey, this part of the show is brought to you by NBC. Dun, dun, dun. Game of Thrones.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. You know what?
Live.
Let me tell you this. NBC, the ninth season. This says the ninth season premiere of Will and Grace, 11 years later, tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Deborah Messing was on Megyn Kelly's new show.
Yeah, they were all on, actually.
Oh, the whole cast went on?
But she seemed the most offended.
She actually said afterwards, she was like, I regret going on that show. I guess Megan said something to an audience member about you became a lawyer.
She found a super fan in the audience.
Of
and brings
Will and
the
Grace.
Dude up to the stage. And then...
she said you became gay because of...
You became gay and a lawyer because
of Will. Right.
Yeah.
And I guess that just didn't go over well. She said, I was just trying to be funny.
At
Megan
the end,
did.
She said, oh, well, the gay thing might work out. Something like that. And people were offended by that.
Oh, I thought they were saying it was that, you know, the person became gay because of Will. I didn't know it was because
of... Well, it was the whole thing, but people were offended that at the very end. She says, well, the gay thing will work out.
Oh.
She was trying to be funny.
Right. She was trying to be funny. She's got this new, she takes, is it the 8 o'clock hour?
9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock hour. So is she
of
before?
The Today Show, Megyn Kelly today.
Hoda Kotb and.
I don't know what happened to those girls.
Oh, are they not?
I don't know.
Did they take that hour?
I don't know if they took that hour or they come on after.
They're paying Megyn Kelly a ton of money to do this thing now on the Today Show. I was reading something where she's like, and listen, she was on Fox for years. Like, I only know her because I've seen her on Fox. She used to be on in the afternoon, and I like her face. But, she was the other, as far as I'm concerned, the opposition. And now she's like, what? That didn't happen. And now she's even saying on her show, she's like, I'm just not interested in news or politics. I just want to, I'm like, what?
Non-politics show, like, yeah. And then she offended Jane Fonda yesterday.
Oh, my God. She goes, I guess they just have a couple minutes for her and Robert
Redford. So you
guys
were watching this chick.
Well, oh, yeah. It's all over the news.
It is everywhere.
And we were off on Monday, so I kept seeing ads for it. And I thought, oh, I got to remember to watch it. Of course, I forgot. And then I started reading how she offended them. And then Jane Fonda was offended by her about
plastic surgery. I mean, I'm sorry. When I think Jane Fonda, I do think plastic surgery.
Do you?
Like, in defense of Megan. Yeah. Like, I feel like if she didn't try to ask questions about that, it might be perceived as odd too. Like, oh, why didn't she go there at all? As the lady sitting there with her face yanked back, but Jane was just like, really? Are we going to talk about that? I'd really rather talk about the movie.
And Robert Redford just trying to look away, like, don't look at me as his face.
I know
is
his
back
face all yanked back too. Speaking of pulled back faces, Jeff Probst, man.
Whew. Oh, really?
He's had some serious eye work done. Good for him. Whatever people want to do, I say go ahead and jack your face up all you want. But
so I don't think they go into it jacking their face up. I think they see themselves, dude. How many times we are in radio, and how many times have you seen a picture of yourself and gone, oh Christ, they posted that?
Mm.
God,
I look like an elderly man.
And so here's these people who that's where they live. Right. They live their lives on this camera and they look at themselves and must be like, oh, kill me.
Yeah.
I just look 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say for Jane Fonda, she is like 100 years old and she looks pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's how old is she? In her 70s, right?
Yeah. At least. Did you see her at the Emmys where she had that long...
She had the long blonde wig on. She was,
I thought she looked
almost
great.
80, 79.
Oh, man. She looks great. She was with her 9 to 5 co-star. She was with Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton. So the three of them are standing together.
Oh, boy.
Each one pulled back further than the other, which is, you know, it's fine. I'm not even trying. It doesn't seem like people are able to stop, especially in that business. Like, they have to just keep going.
It's weird because every now and then, and most of the people who do it, we sort of forget about. But when you climb to the top of the mountain in that industry, yep, one of the most competitive, cutthroat, maybe even evil's a fair word, industries out there, you'd think you'd be able to say to yourself, I did it. I made the money. I made the movies.
Right.
I'm out. But for some reason, there's an addiction to that.
Sure.
To whether it's the adulation,
right,
or the money, I'm not sure. But for some reason, I mean, you'd think it's
no one wants to be a has-been.
No, I know.
But you're not. You actually could say, yeah, I did it. I got to the top. I got my money. I'm out. Have a good one. Who's the guy who just did that? The actor,
Daniel Day-Lewis, or
he's out. He's
you
tapping
could
out.
Also say. Mm. You know, I'm 79. I would like to still play a role. That's the weird thing to me. Like, what kind of role does Jane Fonda get? I mean, she's in this new Robert Redford movie, so clearly it's still happening.
But she was the hot chick.
So she's the hot chick, but can't she accept that now she's older?
Grandma?
And
no.
Now take the grandma role?
Like, can't you see that?
How are you going to cast her? Like, whose mom does she play? Like, we all know she's 80. Like, how did, you know.
She plays a 60-year-old mom.
I guess so. I guess.
Mm.
I know. So, well, anyway, how did we even get
NBC
here?
NBC. Sorry, I interrupted you. Because
The Megyn Kelly
thing. Will and Grace.
Of which I've seen none, by the way.
Yeah,
I really
am missing anything. They're calling
hiding
it a Frankenstein.
From all this stuff.
Okay, let me get back to let me
yeah,
start at the
Game
beginning.
Game of Thrones.
This part of the show is sponsored by NBC.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, NBC.
I looked at the clock. I'm like, what on earth have we been talking about for 6 minutes? This is crazy.
It's all info.
Yeah, listen, I always feel like if I'm interested in the conversation we're having, you know, that's all I care about as long as I'm interested.
As long as Sarah's with us, Vinny.
Yeah, keep me interested. Well, if I feel like, you know, if we're having a conversation that's interesting, that's all we, you know, 4 hours, got to fill them. Or 5 hours, whatever it is. This part of the show is brought to you by NBC. Mm-hmm. Stab me again. I liked that. Oh, that was good. Game of Thrones live. Featuring Ramin Djawadi.
One more time.
Featuring Ramin.
You're sick too?
I don't think I am.
Oh,
I
my
hope I'm
God.
Not.
Everybody around
you.
Did you just cough?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I got a tickle in my throat. I'm not sure.
You got a tickle.
It's just a tickle. I think it's temporarily.
You know what, audience? Just so you know.
He had a flat tire this morning, Vinny.
You're watching this happen. It's going to roll right through the show.
Yeah, I feel so bad because I definitely, you know, I was feeling sick yesterday and we're standing outside the elevators ready to go down for the secret show. And Vinny comes around the corner and I just, like, my heart filled with love. And I'm like, come here. I hugged him and.
And then I like tried to pull away, and she, get over here.
I know, I'm hugging him, and he's not comfortable with it. So we get down to the secret show.
I'm comfortable with it, but no. I don't
not
know
when
you're
sick.
It
didn't even occur to him or me. And then we get downstairs. I'm like, oh man, I'm sick, and I just totally smeared my germs all over Vinny. At least I didn't make out with you or anything.
Anyway.
It would have been worth it, though, Vinny.
Really?
I'm a wicked good maker-outer.
Well, I've heard you put a lot of importance on that kiss.
That kiss is important.
I do. I think if I were to date someone who'd said the things you've said, like if you were single again,
yeah,
there'd be guys out there who are like, oh, man, she puts it all on the first kiss.
It's all in that kiss.
Nervous.
You better. Well, you better kiss me real good.
You probably think to yourself, "I'm going to give you know my best move." Do we even have those for kissing?
Tell me.
I think I pretty much genuinely go in with like joy in my heart.
Well, that's all.
Finally,
it takes.
I'm getting to kiss this girl.
I just think you know right then if there's any electricity or not.
Yeah, there are some real bad kissers out there.
But even yes, that's true. It's
I mean, bad kisser,
even if there's some electricity, if they've licked my face before or they even make it to my mouth, I'm not interested.
All right, Jawadi is going to be in it.
Hold on.
Hold on.
This part of the show is brought to you by NBC.
No, can't do this for a fifth time.
Bryn has more going on than just his throat.
What are you talking about?
Your flat tire. Tell us about that.
Oh, the flat tire.
You can tell me the story. Let's seriously. Let's try to do this. Can you see?
That kind of day.
Is Ramin Djawadi... That's his name.
Djawadi.
DJ...
A-W-A-D-L.
Ramin Djawadi.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
I want to know, is he the guy that we watched the music? Is he the guy who composed all the music?
Yeah, that's the guy.
All right. So this is the guy who wrote all the music.
You want to know his ethnicity?
Yeah.
He's Persian.
Oh, Jawadil's Persian?
Well, he's half Persian, half German.
And by Persian, you mean Iranian.
Iranian, yeah.
Iranian.
Iranian.
Yes, Vinny. Iranian.
Well, that Persian thing, I mean, I only know because I work with him, but he says Persian, and you go, where the hell's Persia? What's he talking about? God, most people don't know.
Was Persia bigger than Iran?
Yeah, land-wise, yeah, absolutely.
So Iran is just like a part of what was the former Persia. Was it named?
Yes,
was
that's true. That's correct. But look, it was called Persia, like I said, a million times for 4,000 years, and it's been called Iran since 1920 or so, sometime around.
All of our lives.
Right.
I just did some research, and his name doesn't sound anything like the way we're pronouncing
it. Okay, let's hear it.
All right, hold on. It's a YouTube.
Djawadi.
Boy, you are in a good pronouncer.
Okay.
Djawadi.
Here, hold on a second here.
Djawadi.
First of all, that's not an I, that's an L that's been typed here.
That's supposed to be an I.
Well, now I know. And actually, if he's German, they say they're W's like V's. So that makes sure. So Ramin Djawadi.
So he's a German guy.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Half German, half Iranian.
Well, I like to say Persian. I guess we gotta say Iranian.
So I'm sorry, half Iranian. Half Persian.
Thank you.
This part of the show is brought to you by NBC.
Went the wrong way.
For the watch.
It doesn't rub me the wrong way. People don't know where Persia is.
What is he talking about?
Why do you go Persia? Why can't you just say Iranian?
I guess I'll explain this to you again.
No, you don't need to say it was that.
It's been known as Persia for 4,000 years.
If you look at a map now, it's Iran.
Really? Oh my God, thank you for telling me that. I had no idea. The reason I say it's Persian is because within Iran, there's like a bunch of different ethnicities. And the majority are the Persians, and that's what I am.
You think?
No, I know. I'm Persian.
You should get that 23andMe thing.
All right. Well, look at you guys deflecting again. How do you do it? Every time.
This part of the show is brought to you by NBC. Ramin Djawadi is the composer of all the Game of Thrones music. He's amazing.
I'm sick of this guy's story. Why do we have to keep talking about it?
I keep on going. I'm going to try and get through this.
I don't want to anymore. Let's just quit.
I have to do this. It's required.
A lot of editing for this air check, Brent.
Yes. Here, start the air check now. It's part of the show brought to you by NBC. Game of Thrones Live featuring Ramin Djawadi is coming to the SAP Center in San Jose on September 8th, 2018. But the tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for those among us who are huge Game of Thrones fans. It's got an all-new stage, an all-new video, an all-new production, and the music of Ramin Djawadi. So the tickets are on sale Friday at 10 at LiveNation.com, but you can win a pair right now. Mark your calendar. You're going to forget you won these tickets. It's a year from now. You don't want to miss out. Be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and you will instantly win a pair of tickets. See how fast and easy that was?
Good job.
Don't miss the return of 16-time Emmy winner Will and Grace on an all-new night of comedies. Superstore, followed by The Good Place, all new episodes of Will and Grace, and great news tonight on NBC.
I hope it's just as good as it used to be.
Did you watch all the seasons?
I mean, not in real time, but in reruns, right? What is that called? You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
In syndication?
Yeah, in syndication.
They still have that in TV.
Yeah.
All right, so we can start the trash now. Probably the big story is Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died yesterday.
That actually came through on the Mrs. Watch last night, like on her Apple Watch, while we were watching Survivor. She goes, Hugh Hefner died. Okay. So I don't know. What time did he pass?
Let me see if I see a time here.
Because that would have been after 8 o'clock that the news broke.
What time did you say you heard it?
At 8:15 last night.
Oh, on the internet?
It came on an alert on her watch.
You know, it just says yesterday.
All right. 91, right?
Yep. He died of natural causes. He died of the 90s.
Dude lived the life.
Mm-hmm. He did. He certainly did.
I mean,
he had a 30-year-old wife or however old that Crystal.
Well, it got weird at the end. I don't think that that's the part of his life you want to really admire. But the early days, the 70s, the 60s even,
sure,
that dude was making bank and living the life.
I think the first, hang on a second here. The first episode came out in 1953. The first issue, I should say, of Playboy magazine. They actually said that was a time when states could legally ban contraceptives and the word pregnant was not allowed on TV. And that's when he put Marilyn Monroe on the cover of Play. In fact, he didn't even date the first magazine because he just assumed he'd be shut down and he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Within about a year, circulation was closer to 200,000. And within 5 years, it had topped 1 million. I think it was 7 million. By the 1970s, they had 7 million readers. And, of course, was the inspiration behind all the raunchier magazines, the Penthouses and the Hustlers, etc. He was asked by the New York Times in 1902, what are you most proud of? And he said, that I changed attitudes toward sex, that nice people can live together now, that I decontaminated the notion of premarital sex. That gives me great satisfaction. He's taking credit for premarital sex, and you must be very upset with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did you like Playboy magazine when you were young?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone did, right? I mean, is there anyone who didn't like it?
I can't think of anyone.
I liked it.
There was, like, your mom probably didn't like it too much.
There was this barbershop that I used to go to in Belmont, and they had Playboys just in the racks. And I'd, you know, hope that some older dude sitting next to me,
they wouldn't
would
let
be,
you pick one up. But
yeah, but if the person next to you is looking at it and you're, you know, they're turned, you're swiveled in the chair, you have a clear view of that guy's Playboy.
You never boosted a Playboy from the barbershop?
No. But I
would have totally
done
that.
You bring in your Fish and Game magazine and you slip a Playboy into it.
Yeah, I was absolutely someone who would, I'd grip any nudie magazine I could get my hands on.
But look, I did find, you know, the garbage bag in the middle of the woods like everybody else. So I was fine.
That's everybody gets one of those. In fact, there's a reference
behind the
to
Safeway.
It.
That's somebody who just can't get rid of those things. I just can't do it.
You found that too, right, Vinny?
Of course I found Playboy stashes. And I assume it's a guy who's had to get rid of them because his wife is over it or something, but he just can't throw them away, so he stashes them for the time being. I'll come back and get you, honeys.
Listen to this. A ton of celebrities are paying tribute, obviously, but Patton Oswalt, I think, said it best.
Oh, is he the first one? He's always the first one
to
comment.
He's very quick on these, but he wrote, as per his wishes, Hugh Hefner's body will be left in a fort in the woods for other kids to find and pass around. And if you grew up before the internet, that is a hilarious joke. And if you don't get it, ask your dad or your cool uncle.
Well, we just told you. That's you found those things, and you it was like buried treasure.
Throughout the 1960s, they say he left Chicago only a few times, and in the early 70s, he bought the second mansion in L.A. I guess he must have bought one before that. He used to fly between his houses on a private DC-9. How big is that?
A DC-9?
That's a regular-sized plane, isn't it? It was called the Big Bunny. It had a Playboy bunny.
Oh, yeah. You've never seen the videos of him in his plane? It's
crazy.
Pull up if you can real fast, Bryn, show them, because it's pretty remarkable.
Hafner said that in his life he would reinvent himself all the time. I guess the final invention was, you know, when he was the Playboy. He said in high school in Chicago at age 16. Oh, are we looking at the plane? Jeez, that's a humongous plane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a full set. That's the.
Yeah, I think those were commuter planes of the day.
That is a full
DC-9. Size. Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like inside, I don't know if you see. He's got, you know, bed with like.
Well, of course, there's beds in there, right?
Yeah, but it's got like. I don't know if that's a bearskin rug or what, but it's nice.
Does he have a fireplace in the
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the dude definitely had the whole. He must have worked full time on image. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Those silk pajamas with the robe.
Showing everybody, like every picture.
Isn't he
had
a pipe guy, too?
He was.
Yeah. He says when he was 16, he reinvented himself.
Barbie. Oh.
Is that Barbie Benton?
Yeah,
I loved her.
On the plane. Yeah. That's so funny. I loved her, too. She was a doll. She was in there naked a lot.
Yeah, I spent a lot of
quality time
on that girl.
He actually holds a world record for a personal scrapbook collection, of all things. So this part of the story starts in high school. He was rejected by a girl he had a crush on, and so he began referring to himself as Hef instead of Hugh. He learned the jitterbug and began drawing a comic book that he called like a kind of autobiography that I put myself center stage in a life I created for myself. The comics evolved into detailed scrapbooks that he would keep throughout his life. He has, by 2011, he had more than 2,500 volumes in his personal life scrapbook, which maybe each one of them included like that month's issue.
Dude,
and all the crap that
happened to
him.
He invented the first Instagram.
Basically. And he holds a Guinness World Record for that, for the amount of scrapbooks. He must have rooms and rooms and rooms in his.
It sounds like what we do daily now.
Right. He was just saving every bit of his life. I love this quote from him. If we hadn't had the Wright brothers, there would still be airplanes. If there hadn't been an Edison, there would still be electric lights. And if there hadn't been a Hefner, we'd still have sex. But maybe we wouldn't be enjoying it as much. So the world would be a little poorer. Come to think of it, so would some of my relatives. Because he made them all rich.
I'm sure he heard from every dude he met that they grew up hiding somewhere in their house
yep.
with those magazines, figuring out their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What's going on with this thing? What's happening here? What's this funny feeling I'm
putting
feeling
your,
inside?
I used to put, check this out. I would be in my room. I'd put my, you know, the coin jar you have?
The piggy bank?
The piggy bank, yeah. But it was like a jar. Yeah. I'd put that, I'd shut my door, put that by the door in case the door opened. Then I'd go in my closet and be shut that door. So,
boy, you were a closet dweller from early
well,
on.
I had to, I really wanted to just get into it, but I needed to. But Sandy was always around, yeah. Always.
Did you have a flashlight or a light? What was? How did you light the closet?
Yeah, I had a light.
Did you see the pictures?
Right, no, it was, to this day, I prefer to look at a visual. I'm not one that can be all, I'll just think about that.
Would you put the coins by the door so that?
If the door opened, I'd get an announcement of.
And then did you have like.
I didn't have a plan. No, I mean I'm in the closet. No,
yourself?
I'm in. The
I mean, how are you going to explain the closet?
It was just so
thing?
That I would know if she creeped the door.
Did she? Oh, so she couldn't like gently open the door
right.
just to peek. But doesn't every mother know? Don't go in there. Just
I
knock.
Don't. You know what? Sandy was extremely naive. She did not grow up to no good like I did.
All right.
So I remember the first time she caught me, she was all,
the first time?
You smell like cigarettes. And I was high as a kite. Mm. I'd been smoking pot and I was like, yep, cigarettes.
You got me. It is.
And she sits me down and I'm sitting there baked. You know how you're just, yes, mouth is dry and you're just, and you can't stop smiling. And she's like, you stop smiling. And I'm like, oh,
wipe,
man,
that smile off, yeah, your
and
face.
I'm just baked. And she's just going on and on about cigarette. I did everything to give you the healthiest body and you're killing yourself. And I'm just high. And she had no idea. So
Sandy, you're the
she
best,
just didn't
Sandy.
Have those youth experiences like a lot of people did.
Yeah.
She grow up in New York?
Yeah. But her and my dad didn't do stuff.
It was, you know.
Your dad was a Marine. Was I'm sure he did stuff.
But he joined the Marines at 17. He didn't.
Yeah.
He may have when he got into the Marines, mm-hmm, but before that,
he was a kid.
He was a kid who worked on cars.
Did he grow up in New York too?
Yeah. Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
I just feel like sometimes your parents can hide, you know, as not having been a teenage boy, I didn't realize how constant that would be. And I lived with a teenage boy, my brother. Mm-hmm. But did she?
No
ever,
one ever said to me.
Did she ever catch you in the act?
I'm sure. Not like blatant, but definitely. You
with
know what? You know
hand.
What it was? It was late at night. Everyone would go to bed, and there I'd be either trying to find some late night show or some squirrely movie that showed some nudity. So that was happening in the living room. And if there was any kind of creak, she'd be like, oh! It was a whole mission all the time when you're 13. And I just wish someone, now we talk about it. No one talked about it then. Right. And I wish someone had said, it's normal. What's happening
it's normal.
Within you and you, these lustful
Maybe
you, feelings
we can
you
thank,
have?
We can thank Hugh Hefner for it.
Thanks,
Rest
Hugh.
In peace, Hugh. Aww. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice has morning show. It's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Scott Capurro is going to be joining us here in studio in just a moment. Somewhere around here, I have a list of his gigs coming up. There it is. September 30th, he's at the Hop Monk in Novato. Is that this Saturday, the 30th?
I believe it is.
Looks like it. So you can check him out there. He's got shows coming up in Danville and Alameda, all over Redwood City, another one there.
Is Danville the one we say? And Danville. No,
that's Dublin.
In Dublin.
Oh, darn it.
Dublin. So join us at 8 o'clock. Scott's going to be here, and we'll take him down to the secret show with us today.
Oh, we're doing one of those? Even though you're sick?
I assumed that we were going to do one.
We're a
physically.
Few. All right. We're thinking you're too sick, but we'll see how you feel at 9 o'clock.
Let's check your temperature.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way.
You sound sicker by the second.
I'm actually feeling better. I feel like I'm warming up.
Yeah, well,
she does,
good
everyone.
At all.
She feels better.
Listen, Hooman, I get it, but, you know, I feel like we should do 2 secret shows a week.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We'll try and do. We'll see. We will.
We'll see, everyone.
Let's just see how you're feeling.
Good call, guys.
Thanks.
I'm a little worried about you.
Yeah. Scott Capurro is on the show at 8 o'clock.
And all of us want to run for it.
Stop. He's actually, did you say he's going to be here also for the movie review? Him and Hooman?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
American Made.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, everyone. Tom Cruise.
What's it about?
Well, it's a true story about the CIA abusing their power in the worst possible way and using this TWA airline pilot to smuggle weapons to the Nicaraguans during Ronald Reagan's era. It's a surprising story. I can't believe they revealed so much in this film, but Tom Cruise gets to fly planes the entire film, and
oh,
that's
fantastic.
What he loves to do.
Yes, he does love to do stuff.
So, yeah, it's a true story about, I don't know.
We were looking at pictures of Tom Cruise's butt this morning.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well,
there's a big controversy about it.
There's a still from the movie Valkyrie. You know what? I'll try and find it and hold it up at the... Actually, you know what? Let's not get into this now. We're already... This is just the show of tangents. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. It's a great way to connect with us and find out everything Alice, whether it's concert calendar or, you know, what. Where is Jane?
Sure. She's everywhere.
Not where's Rachel. Where's Jane?
Where's Rachel?
She's in Colorado.
Rachel is or Jane?
Oh, is Jane not here either? Is Jane coming in today?
Jane's here.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. Yesterday's drive at this time was bleeped. And people still can't figure out what the hell happened yesterday.
Is this the thing, the backup at the Bay Bridge? Well,
so there was a bunch
of
stuff.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
In today's paper in the Chronicle, it says, was your morning commute hell yesterday? Mm-hmm. And they just list the events that went down yesterday, including a tractor trailer that ran into a traffic safety barrels, overturned on I-80.
That was the first thing.
That was
Berkeley.
In Berkeley. Mm-hmm. A dog wandered onto the bark tracks near the Oakland Coliseum, causing major delays on that system.
They saved it.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Police chased a homicide suspect onto I-80, blowing his tires out with a spike strip. They closed the freeway down completely.
Both directions.
Got into a gunfight, killing the guy. The incident occurred on I-80, just west of Powell Street. They say that freeway didn't fully open back up until 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Is that how late it was? I kept listening. Last time I probably listened, it was around 1-ish. And it was still closed.
The westbound lanes weren't opened until 5 p.m.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So they were...
So people were just running out of gas on the freeway.
That's what I was thinking about.
Well, they showed people that there were pictures in today's paper of people sitting outside their cars. When they tell the story, and I'm sure their reporting is accurate, although, you know, dramatized for the purpose of storytelling, they say people were dodging bullets out on the freeway as they were in a firefight with a murderer.
This is the one that came down this morning, yesterday morning at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's the one.
It occurred a half hour before or so.
Oh, my God.
So that was at 9 a.m. Yeah. And then an out-of-control bus.
Oh, that's right, when we were driving.
That's the one. As we were leaving here, I got a text from someone that said, you're screwed, dude. Mm-hmm. An out-of-control bus,
AC
I guess it
transit.
Lost its brakes. Just ran into a bus, off that bus, down the road, and onto a curb.
What road was this on?
Let me get it. Fremont Street.
Yeah, Fremont.
Fremont and Folsom in downtown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Four people, including the driver of the out-of-control bus, were injured. And then a woman walking or jogging was hit and killed on Highway 24. Near Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
That's the one I heard about.
Like, at 11 a.m.
She was like barefoot and wearing shorts and...
I don't know
like
about
maybe
that.
Was running away from... I was listening to KCBS this morning. They were talking about it.
Yeah, Pleasant Hill is where I used to go all the time when I was dating that one girl in the East Bay.
Pleasant Hill is where she lived?
Yeah. It's right near Walnut Creek, but it's not Walnut Creek. It's its own little
it's
thing.
It's more pleasant.
It's a neat little town.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone hit on the roadway. So there it is. There was a bunch of major incidents on the freeway yesterday, and the commute was a disaster. Hopefully, fingers crossed, today goes better for everybody. And when I go to the bathroom, I'll listen to KCBS and find out if there's anything going on out there.
707, 580, right before the toll plaza is at a standstill right now. But isn't it like that every morning?
Yeah, that's kind of normal. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
A 47-year-old guy in Preston, England, has had a cough since 2015.
A cough?
A cough.
Like just a throat tickle?
I get it.
Men is he a smoker?
Men don't want to go to the doctor, but 2015, dude. Go to the doc? Like, what?
Right.
Anyway.
Just be bugging you.
Earlier this year, he finally went to some doctors for help.
Oh.
They did a scan of his lungs and noticed a dark mass. The guy was a smoker, so they were extremely concerned that he had cancer.
Right.
When they did further research and took a look into his lungs, they found it wasn't a tumor, it was a toy.
Oh.
They say a Playmobil toy traffic cone that he'd swallowed when he was a little boy, when he was 7.
Huh. Oh, he swallowed it and went down the wrong tube into his lung?
Got stuck in his lung and stayed there 40 years.
Holy crap.
40 years.
It's been 4 months since the doctors removed it, and the guy's cough is gone. Can you imagine? Have you ever had chronic anything? And when it's finally gone, you feel like...
Thank God that's over.
You're saved.
Yes. Well, you forget really quickly how awful and annoying something was when you're relieved of it. It's like, you know, your shoulder was bothering you. You get the cortisone shot and it's gone. Like that chronic pain is gone.
My shoulder will never be the same. But I had because of that fall, my neck ended up screwed up for a year.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it fixed. I just was always I went on surf trips in pain because I just had to live with it.
Right.
What was I going to do?
Not stop living.
How's it now?
And the neck is great. The shoulder will never be fit. And I actually think even if I go get surgery and they repair it, it still won't
It'll never be what it was.
Take care of your shoulders, everyone.
Take care of all your stuff. And the older you get, remember, the
you can't
more brittle
fix
you
a shoulder
are.
Like you can a knee. It just, there's too much movement there. That circular motion can't be...
I know. It really, that is quite the joint.
Yeah.
The way we're made is so genius.
It's spectacular. And that joint in particular is a really important one. Take care of your shoulders, kids.
Take care of your shoulders, your wrists, and your ankles.
And your hips. So,
yeah.
And your back.
Well, I just named the top three.
Okay.
We don't want no trouble.
I'll
just agree
out.
With Jesus. Them. Right. It's Persia, and it's what the top, and his top three.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a Playmobil toy traffic cone was the issue. Do you ever play with that?
I don't know.
Over the weekend, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was the weekend when we got together with the with
Lighthouse Realty. Ding ding. Shame.
Right. Carson took me up to his room. That's the boy, and he's so into Legos, and he's got a million of them. Mm-hmm. And I learned about Ninjago.
Oh.
You heard of it?
I don't know.
What's that?
It's the new thing. I don't know. But I was all, Ninjago? What is that? Only Legos? He couldn't really tell me.
How old is he?
8? 9?
That's prime Lego age.
You know Ninjago? Anybody?
Uh-uh.
Anybody?
I know Ninkasi. I'm not familiar with Ninjago.
Ninjago.
Does Bryn know?
It is.
I don't know.
The Lego Ninjago movie.
Oh, there's a movie.
There's a movie.
Oh, you know what? I got something sent to me by the studio. I didn't know what it was. Now I know it's a Ninjago. I'll bring it in.
That's the name of the new Lego movie. You know what? I think...
That's Ninjago?
I think I've heard of this from...
Jackie Chan, Dave Franco, Michael Pena's in it, Fred Armisen.
That's where I know it from. Fred Armisen comes on... Seth Meyers' late night show and plays drums sometimes, and they've been promoting that he's in that movie.
It came out last week.
Ninjago did.
Yes.
All right. Well, he had the huge play set, and it looked neat.
Yeah.
But I never heard of it.
Well, now you have.
I'm big into the princesses, though. You want to talk princess? I got you.
I wonder if she'll ever be into Legos or if she'll...
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Right. Do girls get into them like boys
do? I have no idea. My boys were into Legos. I don't remember ever hearing about... I'm sure some girls
plenty of them do. But just for whatever reason, her instinct is shoes and dress up.
You should get her some Lego shoes.
They make those?
Probably, Vin.
All right.
415 says, my nephew just told me all about their powers.
A Ninjago powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a huge article of why girls aren't into Legos as much as boys.
Because I like Tetris, but I was never all that into Legos. And I did, you know, I liked the blocks fitting together. Tetris was awesome.
But they need the little girls, like when they interviewed them, they said there's not enough special things for girls. It seems like all of the Lego
stuff is boy related.
Yeah, like, boy related.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like spaceships and stuff like
cars.
That. Ninjas, right. Yeah.
Yeah. What do they need? Castles for girls?
Well, so
They just slut girls, huh?
This article goes on to say they've got, like, you know, bright pink Legos to make it more attractive to girls. Mm. And
they're just hard-edged. I mean, to me, as a girl, and I was never a super girly girl, but Legos just weren't interesting because they just were too blocky. I couldn't make anything with a smooth edge. Like, I need, you know.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Hmm. She likes soft. My daughter likes soft things. Mm-hmm. I like this. She'll touch it. This is right. Soft. Feel
but there's
this.
Nothing soft about all Legos. Right. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I definitely was way more into like Spirograph than Legos.
Something to it.
This article is like 8 pages long.
About Ninjago or just
about
girls Legos?
Girls are into Legos. You want me to post it?
I walk into the dude's room. You know how you walk in and you're looking straight ahead and I see all the stuff that, you know, catches my eyes. It's on the floor and, you know, God forbid I step on one of those. I'm like Godzilla in the dude's room. So I'm careful. And he goes, points behind me, and I turn around, and the whole wall is a shelf of
finished Lego things. That's the other thing, too. Like, when I was a kid, Legos were just, you'd get a pack of Legos, and you'd use your imagination to create things. And now they're
specific models.
And once they're done, the kids don't want to take them apart. I'm like, why would I buy you more Legos? You have 1,000 Legos in your room. He's like, no, those are in the thing that they've made.
Yeah.
Like, I need the new kit.
And now there's a Lego store, even, and they're so expensive, Legos.
They are. They're way more expensive than you think for little molded plastic things.
Yep.
Whoever invented those, rolling.
Good
rolling
job.
In it.
How about a fast track?
All right, quickly.
Oh. Oh.
ELO has the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit.
Oh, is that so?
ELO.
ELO's like my go-to seed song. Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
When I stream music.
It is?
Yeah.
ELO.
Play my radio station, ELO.
Get out of here.
And actually, I think I have to say Electric Light Orchestra because I don't think she knows who ELO is.
Electric Light Orchestra has the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit. They've had 20 songs make the top 40, but none of them have made it to number one.
20's the record? Oh, without making it to number
right.
one. I see. Interesting. Yeah, they're great. I love ELO. We got to take a break.
What?
What do you, what? Oh, they're great.
No, I mean, we got to take a break.
Oh.
I have more.
Yeah,
Katy Perry's mother.
Yes.
Once dated Jimi Hendrix.
Huh.
Wow.
Isn't she a
minister? She's born again Christian.
She's saved now.
Yeah. Wow. That would have been.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And that would have been like, you know, taboo at the time.
Oh, and
too.
That is a notch. You want that notch.
Mary Perry.
Mary Perry.
Mary Perry.
Mary Perry. I like it.
Well, she's Mary Perry now. Mary Perry.
Was she Mary Hendrix?
It's 6:55 and it's time for a break. When we come back.
Today is weird.
It is a weird day. We'll see you in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.